Welcome to the Healing Happens podcast with your host, Avital Miller, designed to bring you insight and inspiration from health and healing experts to overcome seemingly insurmountable challenges. From former program manager at Microsoft to author, international keynote speaker, global dancer, and healing breakthrough facilitator, my goal is to inspire boundless energy, absolute happiness, and true success so you can live the best life possible. Enhance the power to heal yourself through natural healing techniques and through gaining awareness in order to comfortably, energetically, and joyfully live your passions.
This meditation is meant to help anyone dealing with depression and create some upliftment in yourself. And I mention this a lot, but in case you haven't heard it, I actually believe that any signs of depression are often a form of growth that we've been going through. And it's just a matter of waiting for all sides of ourselves to line up with that growth. Or it means that we're ready for that growth, that we see that potential for change, that we see something existing in ourselves or the world around us that can be better. And we literally sometimes just need to wait enough time for the old self to fall away and for ourselves to be ready to step into our new self. We can also help speed up that process, and that's what we're also going to do with this meditation. We're going to start with a very powerful breathing exercise called Kapalabhati. The first thing you actually want to do is blow your nose, because we're going to be pumping air out of our bodies quickly and you don't want to feel guarded because you're worried about snot flying out into the air. So go ahead and just clear out your nose and then find a position where you can sit up nice and tall with your legs relaxed. You want to have a great space for mobility in the spine so that we can really be expanding and using the belly for this breath. In Kapalabhati, now a lot of people will explain this in different ways, and I'm going to explain it from a more traditional sense of the way that I learned it through the teachings of the yoga guru Paramahansa Yogananda. So it is called breath of fire, but you're actually going to develop plenty of fire by moving at a slow rhythmic pace. We don't need to move quickly and overdo things. And we are just breathing through the nose, not the mouth, because breathing through the nose creates less anxiety than through the mouth. And the other thing we're doing is we're pumping the belly in towards the center of our spine to push the exhale out of the nose, and then we just naturally relax as we inhale. Just let it naturally come into your body. So let's see if you can just hear the sound of my breath for a moment. So when you hear that puff, that's when I'm exhaling. That's when I'm drawing my belly powerfully, using my muscles in towards the center of my spine to push the breath out, and then I just relax it and let the inhale happen. And when you do Kapalabhati breathing, we want to do these in sets of 12 for a maximum up to 8 sets. When you're not used to doing this and moving so much energy, you might start feeling a little bit of sensations of energy moving in your body, or kind of like a cloudiness or nauseousness in your head. So as soon as you start to feel discomfort, my feeling is that you've already moved plenty of energy and you can relax from there. If you overdo this, you could pass out. So you do want to take care of yourself and not overdo it, and just be really gentle. So remember that we're moving in a slow rhythmic pace. And we're just going to do a couple rounds together. You can always stop the recording and do more rounds on your own. So again, sitting up nice and tall, and have your eyes closed, gazing slightly upwards. And then you're just going to draw your belly into your spine and exhale powerfully. Here we go. 12, 11, 10. Four, three, two, one. Take a nice, slow inhale through the nose. Exhale through the nose, nice and slow. Check and see how you feel. If you feel good, let's do another round together. And here we go. 12, 11, 10, 9, four, three, two, one. Nice, long, slow inhale through the nose. Exhale through the nose. If you feel good, you can stop the recording and do a few more rounds and then join back in with us. Now that your energy has shifted to a higher state, which is also one of those steps of getting over depression, we're going to do some affirmations. Affirmations sometimes can be like a fake it till you make it, but actually imagine that this is already a reality inside of you, even if it's hard to believe. But what you're doing is just bringing forth that reality. Again, with the eyes closed and repeating after me. I now go beyond other people's fears and limitations. I now go beyond my fears and limitations. I create my life. I am ready for a new life. I accept how great I am. I release the past. I release all that is not me anymore. I am focused on where I am going. A new path is opening its doors to me. I am loved. I have all I need to be successful. I now go beyond other people's fears and limitations. I now go beyond my fears and limitations. I create my life. I am ready for a new life. I accept how great I am. I release the past. I release all that is not me anymore. I am focused on where I am going. A new path is opening its doors to me. I am loved. I have all I need to be successful. I now go beyond other people's fears and limitations. I now go beyond my fears and limitations. I create my life. I am ready for a new life. I accept how great I am. I release the past. I release all that is not me anymore. I am focused on where I am going. A new path is opening its doors to me. I am loved. I have all I need to be successful. I now go beyond other people's fears and limitations. I now go beyond my fears and limitations. I create my life. I am ready for a new life. I accept how great I am. I release the past. I release all that is not me anymore. I am focused on where I am going. A new path is opening its doors to me. I am loved. I have all I need to be successful. I now go beyond other people's fears and limitations. I now go beyond my fears and limitations. I create my life. I am ready for a new life. I accept how great I am. I release the past. I release all that is not me anymore. I am focused on where I am going. A new path is opening its doors to me. I am loved. I have all I need to be successful.
Thank you for listening to the Healing Happens podcast. To take your next step towards boundless energy, absolute happiness, and true success, visit www.healinghappensforyou.com. For you is F-O-R-Y-O-U. Healinghappensforyou.com. Where you can get your copy of the book Healing Happens or sign up for interactive online courses and online meditations to put the power of healing and success back in your hands. Fatal pronouncements do not have to be your fate. Healing happens. The content in this podcast is provided for educational and informational purposes only, and is not intended as a substitute for medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or prescribing. Listeners should consult their physician on all health matters, especially symptoms that may require medical attention. Using this podcast's information is entirely at the listener's discretion. Healing Happens, Avital P.G. Miller, contributors and publisher, assume no responsibility for errors, inaccuracies, omissions, or inconsistencies. Any slights of people or organizations are unintentional. Healing Happens and Avital P.G. Miller do not endorse every statement, treatment, and diagnostic approach contained in interviews in this podcast.